Right, good afternoon, councillors and staff. Welcome to the ordinary meeting of council for the 28th September 2022. And today we're supposed to be in Fifield. And due to extenuating circumstances, I'll put it, and had to come back to Condo because of Mother Nature is dealing with us. And I was looking forward to Megan's welcome to Fifield, but we'll do that sooner rather than later, somewhere down the track. It's been quite a busy month with tattoos, and CWA had their 100-year anniversary dinner on Saturday, which was very nice, and it's good to see that those sort of things are recognised. And also coming up in the next couple of weeks is the McGregor Memorial, and also to the private hospital that used to be here on, I think, the sixth of October. Yeah, they're laying a plaque there, and I've got a funny feeling I might have been born there.
I was too.
Yeah. All right. I think before we start the meeting, that sort of thing, I think we might just have a minute silence to remember Queen Elizabeth II, who reigned for 70 years, and especially with the pomp and ceremony that went on in England with that. You certainly know how to do it. But if you'd like to be upstanding, we'll do a minute song to Queen Elizabeth II. Thank you very much. If you'd like to take a seat. Right. Before we start, just remind you that we are webcasting, and please note that today's meeting, other than the confidential session, are being recorded and will be placed on council's website. All in attendance should refrain from making defamatory statements. Council takes all care in maintaining privacy. However, members of the public gallery and those addressing council, be aware that you may be recorded. So just a reminder. And now I'd like to ask Councillor Mortimer if she would like to do the acknowledgement to country and its elders.
Thank you. I acknowledge that I'm meeting with you today from the lands of Wurundjeri people. I also acknowledge the traditional custodians of the various lands on which you all work today, and pay respects to elders past, present and emerging, and extend our respects to other Aboriginal people joining us today.
Now, the confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting held on the 20th. Apologies and requests of leave of absence. I think today we've got Councillor Carter. He's asked for a
leave of absence.
We're happy to grant that.
Councillor Bartholomew.
And Judith Bartholomew, she's still away across the ditch. Would someone like to move that we accept?
Yeah, I'll move that, Mr. Mayor.
Are you second that? Councillor Mortimer? Right, no further. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? And that is carried.
You want me to talk about
that? Yeah, let's talk about that now.
Yeah. At last month's council meeting, a question was asked regarding apologies and leaves of absence. Whether or not there was any reduction in the fees that were payable to council on those occasions. And we didn't have the information on hand, so we took the question on notice. Since done some research, under clause 254A of the Local Government Act, circumstances in which annual fees may be withheld. One, despite this division, a councillor may resolve that an annual fee will not be paid to a councillor, or that a councillor will be paid a reduced annual fee determined by council for any period of not more than 3 months for which the councillor is absent, with or without leave approved from the ordinary meeting or any ordinary meeting of the council, or in any other circumstance prescribed for either regulations. Despite this division, if a councillor is absent with or without leave of the council for ordinary meetings of the council for any period of more than 3 months, the council must not pay any annual fee or any part of any annual fee to that councillor that relates to the period of the absence that is in excess of 3 months.
And that's as clear as mud.
What? I mean, what it means is that if you miss three consecutive meetings, you won't be paid.
That's right.
And council can resolve to either not pay or reduce the payment for any councillor that is absent from a meeting up to 3 months.
Okay.
So no decision sort of to be made now?
No, council would have to move a motion not to pay a councillor or all councillors a fee if it was...
Now, but if we don't move a motion to do it, what happens?
Councillors,
is it just automatic that he or she doesn't get paid after that 3 month period?
It's automatic that they won't be paid after missing three consecutive meetings,
even if they like had a health reason or
irrespective.
Okay,
that's information's come back, so I think we've got.
So we have to wait 3 months before we make a decision. Basically, what's that? Yeah. A nutshell.
That's what it gets down to. Yeah,
it's relevant to all councillors.
Yeah.
When they put in an apology or request leave of absence. There is a councillor now that this is the third consecutive meeting, so next month there won't be a payment for that councillor.
I just have a question on that. Yep. Is that retrospective of the 3 months that have already been missed?
Right.
That's a quarter of obviously the annual fee. Or it'll just be for the fourth month, because I'd like to move that it's from now moving forward, being that it's an ongoing nature and we're not sure when that councillor will return, and we're aware that it's not for an illness or anything like that.
Yeah, it's. I wouldn't think that it would be retrospective. I think it would be from a meeting forward.
Which was what, in July, wasn't it?
I think we've still got one meeting to go before that can happen, because it's three meetings, and which is not until next month.
That's right.
I thought the gentleman just said the council's already missed three meetings in a row.
It's automatic from next month.
Yeah.
So we don't need a motion.
No.
You get that, Melissa? Councillor Reece?
Oh, I thought the statement prior to the 3 months that council could resolve if you wanted it prior to the 3 months.
That's correct. Council can resolve to withhold it for any meeting up to the first 3 months. After 3 months, it's automatic.
So can I make a resolution that we do it from this meeting, from the two-month mark?
Point of order, Mr. Mayor. I think that this should be not discussed now. It's where we're dealing with just straight apologies and leave of absences, and I think this matter we're now discussing goes beyond that, and it should be discussed in a
closed meeting.
In a different section of the meeting.
I think we'll...
Well, I'm happy to second Councillor Reece's
opinion. I'll just take on board the point of order. And we were talking about apologies and requests and some information that was actually brought forward, which has been brought forward.
Yeah.
And I think
that's where we should leave it.
Yeah, notice of motion that maybe for the next meeting to cover that. I think I've upheld the point of order. All right, and I just want to recognise also on the Zoom there is Councillor Rees, and also Councillor Bendall, and Councillor Phillips supposed to be up there somewhere too, and. But he was, I know he was going between two meetings. Murrumbidgee Health was something happening there, so he's going to try and sit in and down the track.
So I just want to be clear. So we make a motion next council meeting. Is that what you're saying?
I'll receive a notice of motion for the next council meeting and include it in the agenda.
But we won't need a notice of motion for next council meeting because it's...
Over the 3 months.
It'll happen automatically for the next meeting. That's correct.
So I'll wait till closed session then to move a motion, accepting your point of order, but I don't accept the decision to ignore the the proposal.
I'm just wondering whether with the we need to notice a motion, but the thing is, like, he doesn't get paid, like, for this monthly payment.
Would you like to close the meeting?
I think we should close the meeting.
I'd like to move it.
Yeah, I'll move it. We close the meeting.
I mean, yeah, go on the committee of the whole.
Councillor Brady, I move. Seconded Councillor Harris, I presume.
Can I?
Right, we're back in session now. So Councillor Rees, would you like to move your motion?
I would like to move a motion that we suspend Councillor Carter's monthly allowance from this month forward due to an ongoing leave of absence.
I second the motion.
Councillor Blewett. Is there any further comment? I think we've thrown it around the room pretty well. Right, all those in favour?
Aye.
Those against?
Aye.
That is carried.
And I want it recorded too.
And Councillor Brady would like his name recorded against the...
This could happen to other councillors. No. I don't think it's...
But moving right along to item four, which is the confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting on the 24th of August 2022. Someone like to move
that for you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Brady, that's a true and correct recording of that particular meeting. And a second that.
I'll second that.
Councillor Mortimer. Any items near that, restrictions or whatever? If it's not, all those in favour?
Aye.
As was carried. Moving on to, yeah, somewhere along the line here, some of these pages, the numbers might come up the right way. On the page numbers, so I think there's still having a few technical difficulties, if you like to put it that way. And the next item is item five, which is the mayoral minute of meetings and functions of September, which is page 14. Would someone like to receive and note that report?
I'll move it that way, but with an adjustment.
Councillor Harris, yes.
The 21st of September, the IREC Zoom meeting.
Oh, it didn't happen, did it?
No, I believe not.
You weren't there, and I wasn't. Hmm. All right. Someone like to second it with that small correction. Councillor Blewett. So I think all the functions are there except for the ARIC meeting on the 21st. So just need an adjustment there. All right. All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. Now, moving on to... public forum. We don't have any public forum today. After this, I'll talk about that now. Right, this next one is seven. This is disclosures of interest, and I have two disclosures of interest being handed in to me for this business paper. And the first one was Melissa Ann Blewett, and item was a section 8.1, page 18, Willow Bend roof. Can't read it. What was it, Melissa?
Repairs. It's a Willow Bend roof repairs.
I don't put that noted. And the second one was from Dennis John Brady. It was 17.3. I am on a committee member of the, was it the local?
Lachlan and Weston.
Oh, yep. We've got to get used to that.
Lachlan and Weston Regional Services.
What one's that?
17.3.
I'm going to have to declare on that too. Sorry. I'm going to have to write on that. No, because Anne Coffey is now the treasurer of that organisation, I believe, and she's my boss at the Argus.
Oh, right. Yeah, well,
that's probably pecuniary.
We'll make a note of that.
Yeah.
You should have filled that out.
Yeah.
Before you finish up.
Sorry.
But, do we need a motion for that? We've done that.
No, I just need to be.
7.1.
So, no other disclosures of interest? Not, we shall. All right, now we're in the section of read and note. And I just.
Any report?
Aye.
Any report? What are we up to?
Right. Yeah. So the read a note on the reports there, which is from 8.1 to 8.7. If there's nothing in there that you want to, we can move them as.
Can I just bring up one thing on the first item? Well, they should put that on.
I'll move it overall.
Yep. Okay. I'll second that.
Hang on, Dennis.
We need to move report numbers, whatever, to, you know, if you want to, which report is it you wish to speak
first? On the Historical Society, I just want to know, have you had a meeting with them or so?
Okay. Well, we'll need to deal with item 8.1 first.
Got it.
And then you can consider the rest. So you need a mover and a second for 8.1.
I'll move that we 8.1.
Second it, Councillor. Move Councillor Brady, second Councillor Harris at 8.1, which is to do with the Historical Society. All those in favour?
Councillor Brodie's question.
No question, sorry.
Yeah, I just want to know where we're up to. I think this is going on and on and on and on.
Yep.
For a little amount of money, it seems to be a big case.
Right, you're next.
Yeah.
You're on there.
8.1 doesn't cover this item.
Yes,
does it?
The project.
8.1 doesn't cover that.
It's active resolutions.
In 8.1, monthly updates was December, October.
Monthly.
It should be 8.7.
Project monthly.
It should be 8.7. That's the active resolutions.
Here it's got 8.1 on my thing here, saying project monthly update for September, October.
Right, but it doesn't include the museum.
Yes.
The museum's included in report 8.7.
Right. Godavon District Historical Museum, extension to
hang on.
Museum and display.
Think it
sounds great. Oh, sorry. Apologies, Councillor Brodie.
Hard to get your point across, isn't it?
Hey?
Hard to get your point across.
It is, mate.
Okay, what's your question?
I'm just asking, have we had discussions with them? Because this has been going on and on and on. What's happened?
Yeah, we need to organise a meeting with the actual committee.
But not the committee of one?
From council, but we want an actual representation of the committee. So we're preparing some plans to take to the community.
Okay. I won't ask on the works step back because you've got something in here.
No. But hang off that one. Hang off that one. We've got a
Okay.
We've got a report coming up, and that's the last item in the
PlayStation.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. John, is there any time frame with the preparation of those plans and when the meeting is likely to be held?
Problem with my microphone. We're hoping that'll be in the next month.
Right. In the next month.
In the next month.
Yep, before the next meeting. So we can have an answer for you, Councillor Pratt.
It's depending on when the committee next meets.
Yeah, okay. Do they meet monthly?
I think so.
Okay.
All right. I think that's right. I think we answered that question. All those in favour? Those against? That is carried. Now from 8.2 to 8.7, if I'm right in saying that, yep. There's nothing in those items.
I'll move that way, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Cover
those.
Harris, second up.
Second it.
Councillor Mortimer, all those in favour? And that is.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, okay, we're going to the end. Something I'm not.
Go over the green tab. So page 46. Page 47 is the first report.
Active resolutions, are we?
Yeah. Getting closer. Well, the next one is page 47. 9.1, which is the general manager's reports, and the first one is Lachlan Shire Council draft code of meeting practice.
Recommendation.
Councillor Harris, second Councillor Mortimer, and I might just do for the general manager to give us a quick. There is a couple of changes in this. I'll presume you've read it all. Is there any questions?
Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to take any questions.
Any questions on the code of meeting practice?
Under this code, we are moving to what? From what to what?
Under the legislation, council has to adopt a meeting code of practice. The copy of the draft meeting code of practice attached to the report highlights by shading the changes that are made in the document. There's too many of them to recall off the top of my head.
Yeah, there's a lot in there.
Yeah, but we've excluded or we've redacted any information that isn't relevant to council because it's a generic code that is also applicable to county councils and JOs.
Yep.
It's not significantly different from our last meeting code of practice, but there are a couple of changes.
Right. I think that answers the question. In other words, we've basically got to keep to the business paper and don't bring in outside information. I think that's the thing we've got to try and remember. All right. No more questions?
Or a rubber stamp than anything else.
We've got a chance. All right. All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. All right. Now, 9.1.2, stronger community. Stronger Country Community Fund Round 5. Would someone like to move that?
Move that way, Mr. Mayor.
Harris, second up.
Yeah. I will.
Brady. Brady. All right. Any questions on that? We've dealt with this pretty thoroughly through the month. And I think I'll congratulate the General Manager on getting the information out because we basically had two goes at this and by the look of it, it's worked out pretty well. So is there any questions?
Yeah. And next time, find a better way of putting it into the iPad because I couldn't vote on it using the iPad.
Yeah.
Right. It wasn't the best system.
I think there is a way, but you've got to know.
we tried all different ways. We couldn't do it in the end.
All you got to do is, sorry, Mr. Mayor, dump it in the notes and then you can do what you like with it.
Yeah. I nearly dumped the whole thing.
But hang on. General Manager's going to get us.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to acknowledge the work of Rob and Ryan in collating all of the responses and getting the information out. It was a big task. And also thank the staff, the likes of John, Adrian, Guy, Baden, for their work in getting the applications lodged on time. We'd truly love to have more time to be able to consult with the community, but they're not our timeframes. They're imposed on us by the state government, and it's very difficult to get the consultation we require to consult with council on what projects you'd like to endorse and get it lodged. We certainly understand the frustration with voting and the method we used. We thought that it would be reasonably straightforward, but it created challenges for a number of people. And perhaps next time we might use something like SurveyMonkey to a closed group, something like that, to see if that makes it any easier. Or we'll have to call an extra meeting to by Zoom to get people to discuss the projects and vote online.
I think that would be not a bad idea.
The information that came out, the way it came out, and there's other information that people required from each town because we don't exactly...
They know every area. Yeah,
but I think it all worked out eventually. But at least people spoke up, so we could do that.
I think we should have a special meeting, even if it's a Zoom meeting, to flesh out all these projects. Yeah.
So I think the way it has worked out, it's pretty clear across the whole show, and I think it's pretty important.
Now we're in a time frame to get this in. What's the time frame of getting back that we've got it?
I'll take that on notice, Captain.
We still haven't got an answer on the last one.
Shouldn't we put on this? We want now in fortnight's time, please.
But if there's no further questions, all those in favour? Those against, that's carried. Righto, now to page 54, 9.1.3, fixing the day and hour of the regularly monthly meetings. Which I'd like to move
it that way.
Councillor Harris, second. Yeah. Councillor Bendall, is it, or Kendall?
Rees.
Councillor Rees, thank you. Right, any questions with the date there? Because the General Manager has written a report there, and I've actually been talking to quite a few people there. I don't know whether anybody's willing to change or happy with what the recommendation is.
I'm happy with the recommendation.
Thank you. Thank you, Bendall. Councillor Bendall.
I'm happy with the recommendation.
Good. Councillor Harris.
Yeah, I'll go with the flow, no pun intended, with the flood waters, but
I love the way you say it. Yeah, so, Dennis.
Now, in going the way we're going, we're going to have our ordinary meeting on the 4th Wednesday, that's all, and we'll still have our special on the strategic briefing
on the Wednesday.
Okay.
Second Wednesday.
I'm not real happy about the way we're getting through this business paper because it doesn't give people a chance to talk about some of the things that might be... we're here to, as somebody just said, we're here to represent the ratepayers. We shouldn't be here to try and get out of here as quick as we can.
Well,
I know we're supposed to have a 2-hour minimum, aren't we, meeting? I think that's in the code of conduct with
No.
I think I read that today.
I think you might be talking about whether the strategy briefing, I think we're talking about a maximum of 3 hours.
Maximum of 3 hours written, 2 hours written. Anyway, I don't think we should be always just trying to rush things through without speaking and getting opinions on things.
Well, I think you've got to remember, Councillor Brady, too, also, we do the strategy briefing in the middle of the month to be able to talk about these issues, and especially what is coming up in the business paper. And
I know, but sometimes things happen between the strategic briefing and the business paper, and it could be relevant to what's in the business paper, and yet we might rush over it before we actually have a chance to speak on it.
Well, you have got other ways and means of getting things into the business paper.
That's look, John, as you know, we used to start meeting at 10 o'clock and sometimes wouldn't finish at 6. So there's, and we'd still have committee meetings sometimes before 10 o'clock. So there's no reason that we could have all this in one day if we wanted to.
Yes, the code of meeting practice has certainly changed the way we go about it.
Yeah. Nothing for the better, but anyway.
Only bring up items that are actually in the business paper.
Yeah.
And no other, external backups or anything like that. So you discuss what the item is in the business paper.
Yeah, and what the items in the business paper will be from the strategic briefing.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. But sometimes after the briefing, you might find there's more information that you want to bring to the meeting. Yeah.
Well, that's when you talk to the general manager. Which Anna brings in.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, just some on the business paper side of it with the change in format and structure. Can we just get some clarity? I don't find it all that much different to what we've been doing previously, in as much that the way I'm reading it, and that's where I want clarity, is that, okay, we've now got the read section, then we've got the decision section. In the read section, we've still got the opportunity. We've just got to be a bit more organised prior to the meeting to say, like today, if we want to discuss report 8.2 or 8.3, you might want to pull out every report in the read section to be discussed.
Yep.
All you've got to do is say to the mayor that I want such a report pulled out, and then we discuss it. So we're then no different to what we've been doing previously. It's just a case of being a bit more organised on the time before the meeting for that to happen. Previously, we'd go through each report and then you'd think, well, I'll ask about that. That's the only bit of a change. But it's not as though we're trying to put cloak and daggers over that section there. You've still got my reading. Am I correct in what I'm saying? We just nominate that read section, mover and seconder, and if anyone and the other councillors want to discuss something in those reports, pull out the number and say, I want to talk about 8.2, 8.3, 8.8, and then we do.
Yeah. You're lucky enough you've got an option.
Yeah.
You have that option.
Have that option.
Yes, Ruthie.
And now, that's the way, that's fine. That's the way I'm.
And also you get your business paper on Friday, which is four or five days before the meeting, and you can always ring up and clarify anything in that meantime as well. You can bring in the directors or the general manager, and if you want to clarify that. And so whether then you want to bring it up further in the meeting, well, they'll advise you otherwise. So which way you maybe wanted to talk to. But it's not sort of trying to close anybody down. You've still got those options there. You've just got to maybe read your business.
I just wanted to clarify that point that it was. Thank you.
Any further questions? Hope you're all happy. All those in favour?
Yep.
Those against? Harriet, righto. Thanks for the general manager for his report. Now on page 9.2, the corporate community services. And the first one up is donations. Would someone like to move that?
Yep, I'll move that.
Second up.
Brady, Councillor Harris. Right, the first one is West Milby Radio and Gymkhana.
Yeah, I move that.
We're happy with that one?
Yep.
Someone like to second it?
Yep.
Yep. Councillor Brady and Councillor whatever, OSE. And with a those in favour?
Aye.
Yeah.
Carried. Now, the next one is Lake Angelico Radio Association.
It's going to be funded elsewhere, isn't it? That's going to be funded by other means. Yep. So we can just take that out if you want.
Yep. Copy that one. Donations budget. We just put the motion as it is.
We just have to pass the motion.
I'll move it.
Yeah, I'll second it.
funds will be got from elsewhere. Yep.
We've actually got a mover and a second. We spent.
They just added in.
Them. Yep. All right, which was Councillor Brady and Councillor Mortimer.
Councillor Brady. Councillor Brady. Councillor Harris.
No, it was Councillor Brady and Councillor Harris. Sorry.
All right.
All those in favour?
Yep.
Those against? Carried. Now to page 59, which is 9.2.2, draft social media policy.
Move the recommendation.
Councillor Harris. And that. Councillor Mortimer. Sorry, Mr. Councillor Rees. Get you next time.
No, it's all good. It's fine.
Yep. Right. Any questions on the draft social media policy? Written, gentlemen. Karen?
Interesting read.
Any questions? If not, all those in favour?
Yeah.
Yes.
Those against is carried. Now to page 63, 9.2.3, draft financial statements for the year end of the 30th of June 22.
Yeah,
Councillor Brady, thank you. Councillor Harris.
Good job.
Good job. All right. Is there any questions? Nothing you want to bring up there, Karen? Yeah. Has the report written? If there's no questions, all those in favour?
Yep.
Those against? Yes. Carried. Thank you. Thank you, Karen. Your report. Now page 62, and now we're going to environmental tourism and economic development, 9.3.1, local heritage fund small grants. Would someone like to move?
Move the recommendation, Mr.
Councillor Harris, second.
I'll second it.
Good, thank you, Councillor Bendall.
Can I ask a question on it, Mr. Mayor?
You certainly can, Councillor Brady.
Well, thank you. I'm not against anybody getting this money, but how do are those people who are after the money, is there a how do we allocate it to how is that allocated? Because I just like to know, you know, like Presbyterian Manse building has been left disarray for years, and I just wanted to know, you know, why these years, and somebody's decided they're going to fix it, which is good, but how do we allocate the money, and how do these people apply for it in the first place?
Ask the director, John, if he'd answer that, because I think you got the answer for that one, I think.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. So the program is a yearly program that we run. So we advertise in the local papers, and we also put it on social media that we're running the program. We have a set of guidelines and an application form, which applicants submit by a due date. We then assess the applications and discuss those with Council's Heritage Advisor. So part of the report and the details in the report are looking through the local or state heritage significance of the item. So those are considered first in terms of priority, those that are already listed in our planning instruments. So you'll see that the All Saints Anglican Church is a state-listed heritage item.
Well, we know that, yep.
And also we do consider where applicants have received grants in the past, and that is taken into consideration when coming up with the recommended grant amounts. But primarily it's based on the significance of the item, the works that are being undertaken, and also what the report is back from Council's Heritage Advisor.
So the Royal Hotel, is that that's not a heritage building. It was built in the late 1930s. So is that not a heritage building or what? Is it a building of significance, or how does it come into it?
Local heritage significance, the report says.
Yeah, it's not identified as an item. However, it is identified in our heritage inventory as having local heritage significance and is a fine example of an Art Deco-style hotel from that period.
Right. Right, okay.
So because it all goes before the heritage officer, so, yeah, lots
of... But the heritage officer...
had a question about the Weatherboard Cottage.
Certainly can, Councillor Rees here.
What it just says, so it's obviously similar, I suppose, to what Councillor Brady's saying. It has not been identified as being heritage, potentially, though, it's from the 1920s. What are the conditions applied to this one? I note that it's the smallest grant that's being provided. Are we allowed to know the conditions that have been provided for the facade of that?
When we say supported subject to conditions, that primarily relates to what development application requirements are in relation to before they undertake those works.
Yeah.
So we discuss the works as before they're undertaken, and we go through in that process it would likely be it could possibly be a development application.
And all right, no, that's all right. All good. Discuss the works.
Yeah.
Looks good.
What? So any more questions on the heritage items? Straightforward. All right, all those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? And that is carried. All right, now to 9.3.2, re-establishment of alcohol-free zones in Condable and Lake Angelico.
Move the recommendation, Mr. Mayor.
Harris,
I'll second that.
Councillor Bender, was it?
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. Any questions on the alcohol-free zones?
Oh, we've been doing it for years.
Yep, just the renewal of them. All right, all those in favour.
Have any of them been changed just out of interest?
No, not. I think John. No. Right, all those in favour?
Aye. Yep.
Aye.
Those against?
I don't mean much.
Those carried. Another notice.
Gosh.
All right, thanks, John, for your reports. Now we go on to page 72, Infrastructure Services, Expressions of Interest, to Gumbin Lake and Condoblin Cemetery Advisory Committees.
Recommendation, Mr. Mayor.
Harris, thank you. Seconded, Councillor Mortimer. Got any questions on this? Any problems with it?
No, it's good that we got some people.
Yeah.
Mm. It was worthwhile holding out.
That was good. Mm. Happy with that, Adrian? Yep.
Yes.
Any other questions? All those in favour?
Aye. Mm-hmm.
As against, as carried. To page 9.4.2, graffiti policy update. Would someone like to move? Harris, was it? Second up.
But when does graffiti become art?
When you pay for it.
Obviously.
When you need permission.
On the part of the railway, you know, all the trains going by, you see all this graffiti and everything. Come on.
Devil. I wasn't got a second.
Can we send somebody up?
Send somebody up to do the water towers.
Councillor Reeves, right. So is any more questions on the graffiti? Because it sounds like they've all been answered already. If not, all those in favour? Those in favour?
Yep.
Yeah.
Those carried. All right, now to page 77, 9.4.3, Lake Angelico Cricket Nets, Access Deed and Department of Education.
The recommendation.
Councillor Harris, second. Councillor Rees, thank you. Right up. Any questions on that? Adrian, you need it as written?
Mr. Mayor, I would just like to re-emphasise a point in the report, and that is that this is simply granting council permission to construct the nets.
That's it.
And the access by the community members will be through user agreements, which is not exactly what council was wanting at the beginning, where it would be guaranteed through an MOU. So this is a slightly different mechanism, which will hopefully achieve the same outcome. When we rejected the previously provided license that the department was offering us, this was the only mechanism left for us to gain and keep community access. So as long as council's happy with that, then the report's as written and as recommended.
Were the Lake councillors, I know that they're both apologies, are they happy with that outcome?
We haven't got Lake here today. I don't know where Paul is because I was talking to him this morning and he was going to try and come in on his laptop. I'm not his laptop, his
iPad.
And he also did, I think I mentioned earlier, he's got a meeting with Murrumbidgee Health as well. So, but from what, I don't know whether you've had any conversations with Paul or Judy, but I think from what I can gather, I think they're happy with, you know, at least we're making progress here.
Yeah, Councillor. Oh, that's cool. All good.
Yep.
Through you, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Councillor.
Question to the director. I had a look at the end user's application forms. To me, it looked a little bit more onerous than what you would like. Just wondering, there was mention of, obviously, it's going to be, I presume, zero fees, but there's mentions of filling in fees and things and that on the form, public liability insurance, days of use, weeks of use, months of use, type of use, who's using it, It looked to be, to me, a little bit more complicated sort of form than what one would like, that you've probably already intimated. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Do you want me to respond? I'll just ask Adrian if we respond to that question from Councillor Harris.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, great point, Councillor. I guess the department needs to put in certain requirements to guarantee a minimum protection for themselves. Most clubs and associations carry that public liability insurance anyway, so that wouldn't be a problem for the clubs to provide. And I guess they must reserve the right to charge any fees if they think it's necessary. Typically, these user agreements are for metropolitan locations. It's just a generic form off their website, and it would be up to the locals as to what any fees are charged. So I think what we have on the table before us is the best offer we're going to get.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
All right. If no further questions on the deed for the cricket nets, all those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? Carried. Send a real report, Adrian. Thank you. Now page 79. Number 10 was deputations. No deputations. 11, notice of motions, which is nil. 12, notices of rescission motions, nil. And 13, delegates report. Think we've got any delegates' report?
No. I can give you a couple of written reports, if you like. Verbal ones. Well, on the 1st and 2nd of September, we went down to a MERC meeting, mining energy-related council meeting, and spent, 3 hours at the meeting, 3 hours, something at the meeting. It was quite interesting that we have a lot of department people and people from the Minerals Council there, but as far as getting through our meeting procedure, we didn't very far with that. And then Greg and myself had to come back to condo for Skyfest. The other thing I went to was Murray-Darling Association, which was last week. And I wouldn't have time to get into your that was quite interesting. But the one thing that I'm getting a bit annoyed about is everything happens to be on the Murray. And so I was saying to the general manager, we have to look at that, trying to get these annual general meeting somewhere else. But the Murray, the next one's going to be at Murray Bridge, and so this will be the third AGM they've had along the Murray. To me, and a lot of what was spoken about and presented was all on the Murray River. And when you know, most of them don't even know anything past the Murrumbidgee, let alone the Lachlan or further up. So that was one thing. The other thing was I was there for Region 10. Region 10's president is Councillor Miller from the Mayor of Forbes, and she wasn't there and didn't put a report in, which I found, I thought Phyllis would have done that. So whether we have to reinvigorate Region 10, I don't know. But as far as the meeting, the AGM took 2 hours at the end of the day, and we had 3 hours of speakers. We did have some good speakers. We had the new Minister for Water, Pamela, what's her name, Plibersek, was there. We also had, so it was interesting to a point. We did have a lot of green people, and we had one greenie who put up a couple of motions and got knocked over at the AGM. Anyway, that was fair enough. But look, I think that over the last 2 years, because of the COVID problem, it's become a little bit insulated in its outlook, and we have to sort of, I think, do something about trying to get it a bit more broader so we get a better vision of the whole of the Murray-Darling Basin, not just the lower part of the basin.
Who's the chair?
Same bloke who's been the chair for a long time, David Furley.
Hi.
and he's been a chair for quite a while, and he's from Albury. So, you know, you're going to expect, I suppose, there's going to be a bit to do with it. But they've got a new CEO who has said, yes, we are going to fix this up so it doesn't look like it's all happening. And he'll be up this way to try and reinvigorate Region 10 as well. You probably know, John, as far as I did, when Region 10 first started, which was back about 2005, 2006, Forbes didn't want to be a member of it. And we used to have, actually Parks was in it and Forbes wasn't. And we used to have our meetings mainly at Dubbo, Narromine or Warren, because Lachlan was in that zone. Then at one stage, they decided in about 2014 or 15, put us out of that zone. They made up a new region, which took a while later. Anyway, it seems that, and another person who wasn't from our region, but Peter Wright, Gara, was there from the Lachlan. So it was only two of us from the Lachlan, nobody virtually above the Lachlan, which I just found, you know, for an association, it's supposed to be the Murray-Darling Association. It was a bit, and as far as numbers, probably 80 people at the maximum. Normally there'd be 200 or 300. So, yeah, anyway.
Needs reinvigorating, and it's we haven't got a drought.
We haven't got a drought, but we, according to some of the people who spoke, we've only got 10% of our fish left. That's a joke. Most of our birds have died. I don't know where they've been. There's a lot around, I can see. And we had a person from the concerned scientist, which have always been a joke, who came along and was giving the figures for birds from the 1980 count. Or what? From 1980? You know, it's a... I just find some of those people, why they are still funded, I don't know, but anyway, that's beside the point. But no, as I said, a lot of it was on that area. And as I said to somebody from South Australia, you always get water. You're at the bottom of the river, you'll always get water. And for some reason, other state governments are frightened South Australia. And anyway.
Right. Thanks, thanks, Dennis.
Anyway, that was just...
thanks for making...
It was quite interesting. The most coming home, I got stuck in Henty for an hour and a half trying to get through the traffic.
All right.
hours so later, they closed the gates, I believe. Yeah.
All right, thanks for that question.
Yeah. I was just wondering, are we paying an annual membership fee to the Murray-Darling? Yeah. And if so, do we know how much... offhand, we are actually paying.
Aaron might be able to look that up for me.
Murray-Darling.
Yep. Murray-Darling Association.
Yep. Mm.
Right now.
Bring that up to your Councillor Harris. You want a couple of minutes to find that, or can you?
Oh, yeah, I'll give it to Greg.
Yeah, right. I'll take it on notice. Yep. Give it to you in a minute. If there's no further questions, Councillor Brady, for going down.
Okay. All the dams are full.
All the dams are full, 100% everywhere else, and every river in the New South Wales is running. All right, page 81, 15 questions, which knows was given. Correspondent, I missed it, did I?
Okay.
Yeah, correspondent, yeah, would someone like to move the recommendation?
Move it.
Noted.
Recommendation.
Councillor Harris, second that. Councillor Mortimer. We've got three letters there. From Broken Hill Council advising the possible withdrawal from local government in New South Wales. And that's quite interesting, seeing that the president is Broken Hill. But I don't think, what I heard like a couple of weeks ago, I don't think that's going to go too far. And a letter from Roy Butler, where he considered elected regional towns for around three of the accelerated infrastructure investing potential nominations to the Barwon electorate. And the circular, read the Royal Fire Service proposal of financial statements, and we're still opposing that from the local government of New South Wales. So, there's any questions on any of this?
Well, yeah, I'll ask a couple of questions actually. Why does Broken Hill feel like they are getting a good result through Local Government Association?
From what I can gather, it's only one person brought it up.
Right.
And because of that, because they're so far from Sydney, and also that they feel like they have more connections with South Australia.
Well, they do have.
Just feel that they weren't getting their money's worth.
Yeah, okay.
Out of it.
So is only one councillor who's brought that up, is it? Yeah.
And I think they brought it up for further investigation. And it's had to go back, I think I was talking to Councillor Gallagher the other day, and he said there'll be more information coming at the next council meeting. But yeah. It like it wouldn't be going too much further.
Okay, and the other one on the rural buy service, as I said, I've spoken to a councillor from Cowra who said that they weren't joining in arguing the case about the rural fire assets. Now, I thought we had just about all the councils on side on this. Is there reasons why some aren't? Because they felt that they had to. They virtually said, he said, you know, we got told we had to agree to what the government was asking.
I think you'll find that the bulk of them are against it, but there is some that already have been, I was talking to Karen about this morning, that are already listing their rural fire service. So already they've been doing it for quite some time. And then there's some others that might have, the word was rolled over and are doing it. But I think you'll find that the bulk of them are still against.
Yeah, so this bloke said, you know, that the way it's put to them, if they didn't do it, well, they'd be made do it. So
yeah, and that's why.
I said, well, we were still against it. And we're in a group, I thought most people were in favour of.
I think there's something like 80 councils, last I heard, that were against it out of 128.
Right.
Yeah, so, like that's.
But a lot that wouldn't vote would be people who live in the city wouldn't care. Yeah, yeah so.
And that sort of thing. So, that's where our stance is, and it hasn't changed.
Yeah. No, I just, when I heard that some were knuckling down and doing what they were told to do, I just thought we had a fairly unified voice, but we haven't, so to say.
Not everyone, but
no.
Over 50% anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, are we getting anywhere?
Not at the moment. No, because there was a meeting actually a couple of weeks ago with the state government and that sort of thing, and there was no comment made, and they just listened and terminated the meeting as soon as they had their say. From representatives from the local government in New South Wales. So the decision is still pending.
But because if we do go with this, what's the next thing they're going to make us take on?
What's
that? Hey? And that's just keep cost shifting as they've been doing.
Yes, if it also goes with it.
Well, the SES will be the next one, won't it?
Anyway, right. No more questions. All those in favour? As against? Carried. Now, questions in which notice was being given is nil, and that there is nil partitions. Would you like to have a little bit of a break before we go into closed session? We might just do that. We'll move into closed and have the break. All right. If someone like to move that, we move
that way, Mr.
Second.
Second, Councillor Brady. We'll have a 5-minute break before we get.
Can we get an Australian accent? This is in a progress.
We're recording, Councillor. All right, closed session, rates and charges, donations. Move, Councillor Rees, seconded Councillor Mortimer. The recommendation that the one, the Director of Corporate and Community Services report number R22-297 be received and noted. Two, Council approve a 50% concession on assessment 1025830 on behalf of the Country Women's Association Tottenham Branch, and that was carried. Next report, which is a tender assessment for SRA lighting upgrade, and it was moved, Councillor Harrison, seconded Councillor Mortimer. The recommendation is that one, the Director of Infrastructure Service report number R22-303 be received and noted. Two, the tender submission for Rees Electricals option one, report option one, be accepted. Three, the Mayor and the General Manager to be authorised to execute the contract and documents and affix the Council seal, and that was carried. 17.3, update of youth services and seek direction on unspent funds from the 30th of June 2022 financial year. It was moved, Councillor Blewett, seconded Councillor Rees, a recommendation that one, the Director of Corporate and Community Services
report. Sorry, I have to interrupt. I was not in the room for that, so I couldn't have.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I've got to make sure it's reflected because I wasn't in the room.
Councillor Bendall, right.
I apologise. I'm sorry. I just needed that reflected.
You weren't here.
Just got a correction there for the recommendation. It was actually moved by Councillor Bendall and seconded by Councillor Rees that one, the Director of Corporate and Community Service report number R22-307 be received and noted. And two, the council declined the request from the Lachlan and Western Regional Services to retain unspent funds totaling $16,773.97 from the 2022 financial and direct that funds to be repaid to council. Three, the unspent funds of $16,772.97 be placed in a youth services reserve to fund any future requests from the Lachlan and Western Regional Services for in-kind support from council. That was carried. And 17.4, the Condobolin Sewage Treatment Plant Concept Design. And it was moved by Councillor Harrison, seconded by Councillor Bendall, that the recommendation that one, the Director of Infrastructure Service Report R22-316 be received and noted. And two, the Council resolved to accept the proposal from the Public Works Advisory Design Team to undertake the Condobolin Sewage Treatment Plant Concept Design. Three, the Council delegate authority to the General Manager to execute the necessary contract documents, and four, given the need to progress this concept design promptly, council acknowledges and accepts the financial risks associated with this appointment and make the necessary budget adjustments in the QBR. And that was carried. And 17.5, the Condobolin Works Depot update, was moved, Councillor Harris, seconded Councillor Mortimer. That the recommendation that one, the Director of Environmental, Tourism and Economic Development report number R22-318 be received and noted, and two, a further report be submitted to Council following receipt of further advice on the resolution of the Works Depot contract matters, and that was carried. That is the final report of the closed session, and now I declare the meeting closed. Reporting finished.